Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Case steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Early. Humphries moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Humphries scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling bunts towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Early for a passed ball. Tucker moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from early and he is safe. Moses steals second. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. QL reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Myatt pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.